Jack, just talk about the season. Looks like you've taken a step forward personally out there tackling, playing good football. Feel that one?
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten better every week, and I can say the same for the rest of the O-line. Just, the O-line, we're all kind of one. So, as we've gotten more comfortable playing with each other and kind of gotten our stride, I feel like we're all playing better personally. And I think you guys can see that in the results of us being able to run the ball better and throw the ball better. And ultimately, just in the upcoming weeks, we're going to have to continue that.
Is this the type of game where being a veteran group is really going to help, given it's a loud environment, you got great pass rushers? Just talk about that communication that comes when you're such a veteran group.
Yeah, it definitely will be. Because, when you're at home, it's quiet when we're on the field. So, you can make your calls, you can re-ID fronts and stuff. So, but in this environment, especially in the offense we like to play, which is, quick, hurry up, no tempo huddle or whatnot, sometimes we almost have to think like Caleb and, see how he's IDing something, or a call Bo might make that it might be hard to hear. But ultimately, that's, if we're not all on the same page, and the play won't work. So, we got to all, just be on the same page and whatnot. And, Coach Malzahn does a good job with that at practice, making it, shutting the doors and making it loud. So it kind of simulates that. We kind of get used to it before the game.
I guess you've been working noise pretty much constantly. Has it started to feel normal just playing in that environment now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you get out there, it's not never really too bad. There's some times where it can be a little hard to hear the clap, but Bo does a good job of making sure we're all here. We can hear everything. And Caleb does a good job communicating. So, it hasn't been too much of a factor. It obviously helped it at Texas A&M kind of scoring early and taking the crowd out of it. So that'll be something that that'll be huge in upcoming games, is kind of trying to take the crowd out of it. Because, Saturday's going to be loud, so just got to do what we can.
You played in some of these environments at UMass as well, but what's it like coming with a roster that's a little more evenly matched to the home game?
Yeah, my first start was actually at the Swamp as a redshirt freshman. Mm-hmm. And, it's definitely going to be a little bit different of an atmosphere than it was back then, but at the end of the day, football is football. So, it's going to be more primetime game and whatnot, a little louder. But, I just got to go play my game and do what I can do to help the team win.
Do you guys ask you what it's like?
No, not really. A few people ask if it's loud and whatnot. And it's a loud stadium because it's kind of built vertically up. So it's definitely going to be very loud. But, I've actually played a few stadiums that they haven't played here. Neyland, we played at South Carolina, so. Checking off the boxes.
Coach Maslow said that this might be one of the tougher, defensive lines, defenses you guys are facing on the offensive line. Do you agree with that? And what stands out about it?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. We've played some good fronts, but I would say this one, I think they lead statistically almost every category in the country. I think especially for their ends, I can say they're very athletic. They love to get upfield. They're good at rushing the passer. I know one of their guys has been out the last couple weeks, but expecting to be back. But, they're really good athletically. They're disciplined and they're well coached. So, Coach Mel's on hand in the head. We're going to have to play our best game and to give Bo a chance, to throw the ball downfield as well to make plays in the running game.
Especially after a week like last week, I think that was the cleanest pocket Bo's probably had. You guys take a lot of pride in that. And obviously it's important going into this week, but can you do it against this Florida defense again?
Yeah, I have no doubt that, if we execute our technique and whatnot, that we can, be successful. They're a great front, but we're good O-line too. And, we got to give Bo, as being a freshman, we got to give him confidence and give him time to make his throws. As he showed on Saturday, when he has time, he can hit, make some nice throws, amazing throws downfield. And we're going to need that to win some of these games, including this one. So I think if we can keep him clean and, give him time, he can be really, really successful.
Does that make the running game even more important to stay out of those third and longs?
Mm-hmm.
Stay ahead of the chains?
Yeah, teams like this, especially when you have good pass rusher, they're just itching to get into those third and eight, third to ten situations. So I think if we can kind of avoid those at all costs and try to, not get behind the sticks on first and second down, then it just helps our chance that much more, and not let them pin their ears back and get in those third and three, third and four situations where you can either run or pass.